This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as headlines keep soaring when as it relates to children and teen depression, teen anxiety, teen suicide, one issue that we have now that we didn't in prior generations is cancel culture, social media, being outed or accused of something and not being able to get it off the internet. And I know many physicians who have retired, and when I ask them, I'm like, you're still young. You're still making money. Why would you retire? Even though the majority of them say, well, Obamacare changed things, there's also a secondary reason. And some individuals told me that it's because of Yelp or these online reviews, where when you bring up a Dr. Smith, very well, highly decorated, highly educated, saved thousands upon thousands of lives in his career, what comes up on the internet page is, oh, this person is this, this person is this, money-grubbing, racist, whatever. And at some point, some individuals don't want to go down in history with lies spewed about them because somebody didn't like that they wouldn't refill their narcotic or took them to collections. Many of us medical providers know that when a patient does not pay a bill after multiple requests and offers of, you know, maybe $20 a month, payment plans, and they go to collections, very commonly, you could almost identify some of these reviews of people who were mad that they got taken to collections. And but they won't talk about that. They won't say, yeah, I didn't pay my bill, and I wouldn't work with the office on a payment plan, and I kept going to them asking for things, even though I knew I wasn't going to pay. So they don't say that. They say, oh, yeah, there was a rat running around the office, or I saw worms, or the person looked like he was sniffing coke. And this BS gets to be online. And many Generation X's and baby boomers never faced anything like this before. It's shocking. How could somebody lie? How could there not be legal recourse? You could go to the company and say, okay, this is BS. This is slander or libel. And they say, well, no, I mean, it's a review. You're taking one word for it. What if it's an ex? You know how many ex-wives and ex-husbands and ex-partners will just completely beat somebody up online? And they act like they were a customer or a client. There's no proof. Well, these kids deal with it even more than us grown-ups do. And if a child, let's say, was wearing a skirt, bent over to pick something up, somebody caught that picture, they feel like they're ruined for life having something like that out there. Now, there should be some... there should be checks and balances. I know a lot of school districts are suing social media, not so much because of the embarrassment aspect, but because of people feeling, well, that's the way I need to look, and having poor self-esteem and self-confidence. But People can talk about you. People can post things about you that are absolutely wrong and are outright lies. There's a professor, we're being told, actually a principal in Toronto, killed himself because he was being accused of being a white supremacist. Apparently, he's 60 years old. May he rest in peace. He was working at the Toronto School District for 24 years, was a fill-in principal, and then he got into a conflict with a teacher who was teaching anti-racism. I'm not exactly sure of all the details, but he filed a lawsuit claiming his reputation was systematically demolished as he was labeled a white supremacist for some of his remarks when he was questioning, I guess, the curriculum. And then he took his own life. So, when people say, I hate social media, and other people say, well, you got to learn to live with it. No, we do need to revisit and reform and reset or do something. Because, even movie stars have said they just can't look online. They can't read the hate that people write about them. And it makes them very anxious. And it is, to have somebody who doesn't even know you rip you to pieces, and then that comment gets shared and retweeted and reshared and propagated. These are how rumors and lies happen. And we're having baby boomers kill themselves. It's no surprise these younger individuals are facing even more mental torture from this. So I don't know what the answer is. People love drama. People love hate. They love conflict. And they have no problem hurting somebody else for their own enjoyment. And, my family witnessed it during the Holocaust. We witnessed some of this during COVID, where people would tell on you if you weren't wearing a mask. Or if there was people were convening to reopen their business, somebody called the police on a bunch of hairdressers who were social distancing out in the parking lot. You have individuals that have absolutely no problem being that mean and evil to others. So, if we're wondering why, teen anxiety, depression, and suicide are up, we should also look at social media. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard that there was a rescue of 6 children in Las Vegas. Kudos to the cops in my neck of the woods. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. But this was a horrific scene where these 6 children were part of one of the worst cases of child abuse many of these officers have ever seen. Some pretty disturbing body cam footage. But Las Vegas Metro Police made this discovery after a domestic violence call out last month. As a result, Travis Doss, 31 years old, and Amanda Stamper, 33 years old, have been indicted on child abuse charges. Both have pled not guilty. But there were 6 horrifically abused children, 2 of whom were locked in a cage. So there was some sort of a domestic violence call that prompted cops to come out on June 11th. They found two children aged 9 and 11 locked in a dog cage, another four severely beaten in an apartment near Flamingo Road and Valley View Boulevard. Valley View and Flamingo Road, it's right near the strip, center part of town. One of the child had two black eyes that were swollen shut, multiple marks and bruises all over his body, and was emaciated. The child was in such a state that his father thought he had beaten him to death. The children's father, Travis Doss, had been charged with more than 40 offenses, including several counts of child abuse, and for sex trafficking, his wife. His wife, Amanda Stamper, is 33 years old, facing seven charges of child abuse, one for each child, including the two-year-old daughter. That's the only biological child she shares with him. So the other children were his stepchildren. They shared a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, extended-stay apartment with seven children under the age of 11. They've been indicted by a Clark County grand jury. And you see officers attempting to enter the bolted apartment and then discover the conditions. Seeing kids in cages, a pit full, roaming free. It's horrible. The emaciated child, apparently the officers led the children out of the apartment into the daylight. They talked about getting beaten by the father with belts, cords, a frying pan. One of the children in the cage said they were not given sufficient food despite being a big boy now, and would have to share one large fry from McDonald's with his siblings or eat food in the trash. Imagine how malnourished they were. He hit my face in the cage because I was squished up trying to get out of the cage because I didn't do anything and I was freaking out. So police were called to a Walgreens store across the road from the apartment where Stamper was hiding from her husband because he threatened to kill her. Stamper told officers that Doss had shown her a picture of the child from the cage and said he had kicked the child in the head so hard that he thought he was dead. How are these people parents? It's scary. So Stamper, the mom, told police that she believed the child looked dead for the last 5 days. Then she told the officers what they would find. She said she was the victim of severe domestic abuse and was not able to seek help because she was scared of Doss. She goes, I was abused as well, not just them. He would use my children, my family. If I ever was to call the police, like, he would go find my family, kids, the person, he said. So she was able to call the police because she said she wanted them safe, and she said she's sorry she didn't do it sooner. Now, she says she did not beat the children herself. But she hadn't gotten them help. It's a hard story to hear, but unfortunately this is a story that happens a lot. You get threatened by an abusive person or parent or spouse or partner if you go and seek help. And you have to, as a parent, always choose the children first, even before yourself. And we have, especially in my neck of the woods, tons of safe places that domestic abuse victims can find. You know, going to a nearby pharmacy, contacting the police. And you just wonder why something like this wasn't done sooner. And, was it drug fueled? Were they both on drugs? Were they being beaten? You know, many domestic abuse cases, the spouse is also abused to the point that they would almost rather be somebody else than them. And when you see this, you know, I have two kids. And for me, I would give them both my kidneys, my liver, I'd give my life, I'd take 70 bullets for them. In a heartbeat. But you have other individuals that their psyche changes when they're beat up as well, or when they're either under the influence, and who knows what. And we're going to be getting more details. But parents who beat their kids, or parents, or step parents, people seem really shocked that that could happen, but there is a very predictable psyche. Where when somebody has mental illness and they want to lash out their anger and they can't do it out in public because they'll go to jail, they can't lash out on their boss because they'll get fired, they lash out on the kids. And there's been a lot of debate on child punishments. And if us not spanking or smacking their wrist, but doing time out is adequate for punishment. And the reason why I side with the doctors on corporal punishment and not spanking is because many parents will use that as an excuse to unleash their anger. My parents did. I'd do nothing wrong. I was a straight A student, but I would get beat with the belt if it was a bad day. And so, I don't believe a belt or a switch or a paddle is necessary to raise a good kid. Now, with my boys, timeout didn't really work. They weren't bad boys, but the one time I did have to spank my child is he was at a park, and there's this park about the size of like a football field and a half. And I was with the baby, his younger brother, and this girl comes up to him, and they're playing in the playground, and I guess he wants to go to the ice cream truck. And I look up, I go, what ice cream truck? And it's a white van, just an unmarked white van. And the girl says, come on, let's go to the truck. And I say, no, you're going to stay here with mommy. Well, I'm changing the baby, and 2 seconds later, I look up, he's halfway down towards this white truck with the girl. Was he about to get abducted? I don't know. So I leave the baby with a stranger, luckily a mom. I race to get my son. I get them both back home, and I spank his butt. Now, of course, he giggles because it doesn't, he's got a tushy like mine where my hand bounces off. But I go, you need to listen to me. My saying no needs to instill some fear where if mommy says no, it's no. And, I spoke to parents and other doctors about that, and they said, safety comes first in terms of, they need to know that they have to have that respect for you, and they have to have kind of that fear. They don't need to fear their lives or things like that, because these kids getting abducted, and remember I told you that was the time when there were fake police officers posing as police officers to abduct kids? They need to know that if somebody ever does get into their lives and say, I'll hurt your mommy, all right, that child needs to be able to answer back, actually, you're going to be scared of my mom. I don't think you'll be able to hurt my mom. You're going to probably want to run if you're on my mom's bad side. These kids need to know that you're not going to be held hostage, that you're going to, and to come to us. The spanking never worked with them, so we just kind of took away toys, things like that, and it did work, and my boys grew up to be good boys, thank God. So they never had to be belted or whooped or smacked in the head or starved or go to bed without supper, things like that. We never had to do that. But did I have to spank them once? Yeah. I mean, that was, I don't know if I had to do it with the younger son, but that older boy going to a white unmarked van when I say no and following a stranger where he could have been abducted and killed, yeah, he needed to know that you never disobey mommy. And so it's very individualized, but you have families out there that just are evil and will beat up their kids as entertainment for them or as a release. And we got to get these kids away from those parents. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration suing Texas over a floating border wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's not moving on that.
They're using some obscure statute to try to stop us from continuing to deploy those buoys. We believe we have the right to do so, and we will take this lawsuit all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
President Biden designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi by white supremacists in 1955. The national monument will be at three locations. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who went missing and told a bizarre tale about seeing a toddler on the side of a freeway and being abducted, lied about the whole thing. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people across the nation, and I'm very, very grateful for GCN Network and all the affiliates across the country to be able to bring listeners to my show. And so I could talk to people not only I'm licensed in 12 states across the country, but also with my show in multiple cities, I'm able to talk to many of you and what you're dealing with. And a big concern people have is the clinics, the hospitals, the state agencies are overrun. That there's almost too much population that are in need of these services. And so there's not enough services for individuals who need, in terms of housing, food, schools, hospital, clinic appointments. And so places appear to be overrun. Now, are we having a big population boom? Studies are mixed. We thought we'd have a population boom during COVID, but many individuals didn't necessarily just stay home and have sex. So maybe we'll see a little bump up, but most of the studies are saying no. In fact, fewer people are having kids as they are choosing not to because of how expensive it is and how the country is so unsteady right now and the world is unsteady. But we are having floods of people coming across the border. And this has been concerning many individuals, public health officials, doctors, and residents of these areas. So when you look at something like that, you look at, well, what are the policies in place? And whether it's the media over-exaggerating or whether it really is a very nonchalant attitude, the border is pretty porous. And we have states that border the Mexico concerned, very, very concerned. Is it helping? And so now what the latest drama to unfold is the U.S. Department of Justice is suing the state of Texas over its use of floating barriers in the Rio Grande. Now, Governor Greg Abbott is alleging that he's trying to protect his state. His state is a border state. They're being overrun by migrants. Their border patrol, their National Guard, their teams are exhausted, overworked. And because the wall got stopped from being built, they are trying to build a barrier. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey, before the governor changed, had used, because their wall wasn't being completed, they used those shipping containers as a wall. And then the new governor took them down. So, you know, many people are, I mean, I was overseas. And, you know, to get into one country versus another, there's a huge process. But in America, it doesn't seem like that process is being adhered to. And I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I am very thankful that there was an immigration policy and process. Even though it took 20 years for my family to finally be able to come over, they were able to come over, learn the language, become citizens, become American citizens, work, pay taxes. But unfortunately, many people don't want to wait the 20 years. And I could see that. But can we handle it? So Texas, because they need help and the government isn't helping them, they built a border. They're using floating barriers near Eagle Pass. The Justice Department, though, is suing them. They're seeking an injunction to bar Texas from building additional barriers in the river and asking a court to order the state to take the existing barriers down at their own expense. In the lawsuit filed at the U.S. District Court of the Western District of Texas, the department alleges that Texas and Greg Abbott, who's Republican, violated the Rivers and Harbors Appropriation Act by building a structure in U.S. water without permission from the United States Army Corps of Engineers. The lawsuit further alleges that the floating barriers constitute an unauthorized obstruction to the navigable capacity of waters in the U.S. They say we allege that Texas has flouted federal law by installing a barrier in the Rio Grande without obtaining the required federal authorization. That's according to Associate General Vanita Gupta. They said this floating barrier poses threats to navigation and public safety and presents humanitarian concerns. Additionally, the presence of a floating barrier has prompted diplomatic protests by Mexico and risks damaging U.S. foreign policy. Now, what I don't understand is, if you have a state, a part of the union, that is having issues protecting its border, and then the U.S. government should be there day one. And this is something we've never seen before. I don't think I've seen in my lifetime, where you have a state asking for help. They're not getting help. And when they try to help themselves, they get in trouble. And it's frustrating, whether you're a fan of Abbott or not, Governor Abbott or not, this is mismanagement. You know, when you run a company and you have a department that goes rogue, let's say, and that's what they're saying. They're saying Texas is going rogue. You bring the department heads in and say, what is going on? What is the situation that is requiring you to do X, Y, and Z? Well, we have people breaking into our department. All the other departments have locks and keys and this, but we have a leak. And we need help with this leak. It is the job of the CEO. It is the job of the head of the company to make sure all departments are safe and all departments have the resources they need. If the department feels they don't have that help, they're going to take matters themselves. You know, and I've seen companies run poorly. I've never seen the government run this poorly. And I'm scared because you have individuals that are hurting themselves trying to get here. And then once they get here, where's the medical care? Where's the schooling? We're being told there's not enough schools. We're being told there's not enough hospitals. When you have an overfull hospital, you have to transfer patients to other hospitals or other areas that have resources. When the governor does that and sends people to other areas, he gets in trouble for that too. I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, this is frustrating. I people have asked, is Governor Abbott going to run for president? I don't know. I think he's got so much on his plate right now trying to figure out what to do with the border. You know, and, you know, somebody could say, well, he's doing this for fame. He's doing this for, all I see, and I could be wrong, is him trying to slow down the numbers coming over. And I get what the government is saying. You're obstructing a navigable capacity of waters of the United States. I understand that these are not ideal. But then where's the wall? Where's more border help? There's drugs. I mean, we're being told that there are bears consuming cocaine. I'm not bears. Well, bears as well, but sharks in Florida because drug cartels are trying to come over. I think there's even submarines, we're being told. And they're trying to come into America. We're being invaded. Where's our commander-in-chief, and what's he doing about it? So this is something that is very, and it does look suspicious. It looks like, you know, one side, one political party could use the extra votes. Really? Allowing us to get, and I understand there's innocent people coming. I mean, you know, my family, we have friends who are immigrants, but we're having cartel, we're having criminals come across too. And even with the innocent individuals, we aren't able to take care of them to the degree that we need to. Something's going to give. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELIA, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we as dog owners need to be aware of our dogs biting other people. If your dog bites another person, you're responsible. You need to make sure your dog is up to date on the rabies. You need to make sure the dog is on a leash. You need to make sure that dog does not attack your neighbors or anybody around. That video of a child being attacked by a neighbor's dog and the cat jumps on the dog and scares the dog away to protect the child was amazing. That video, it stole my heart. Because I don't know if my cats would have done the same. You know, they would probably be like, oh no, a dog, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Hey, I'm going back to sleep. This disrupted my nap. So dogs can be, you got to keep an eye on them. I have a Bichon Frise, little baby doggy. She's a good girl. So she'll bark, but she won't bite. You know, she's pretty good. I could trust her around people, but I still keep her on a leash. Well, Secret Service were not big fans of Biden's dog. In fact, called the dog stupid. President Biden had has a German Shepherd named Commander. He apparently had bitten and threatened multiple staff. One Secret Service agent allegedly went to the hospital. Now, these are according to emails that have been released. The White House is giving Biden's dog extra training after being involved in what we're being told 10 White House and Delaware attacks since last year. Emails obtained by Judicial Watch show that Secret Service agents were discussing the incidences, including Commander biting 7 people in the last 4 months. One agent had to go to the local hospital after the 22-month-old Commander bit them on the arm and leg. One was attacked when Biden let him off the leash. The agent also had to use a steel shield to fend off from another attack. Officers called the dog freaky crazy, argued he would have been put down if the dog wasn't the Biden's, and said the dog needs a muzzle. On November 10, 2022, Jill, the wife, could not regain control of Commander as the dog charged another member of Secret Service. It's a beautiful dog. German Shepherds are gorgeous, but unfortunately, they're of that breed that's known to bite. That same month of that incident where Jill couldn't control her dog, the German Shepherd clamped down on an agent's arm. He needed to seek medical treatment. There were other incidents that were detailed in the emails where Commander was off of his leash roaming the White House grounds. The Bidens brought Commander into the executive residence as a puppy in December 2021. He was a birthday gift to the president from his brother James and sister-in-law Sarah, but the dog is aggressive. And the other dog, Major, so there's Commander and Major. Major also bit staff and Secret Service agents. He had to be rehomed with family friends. This was in 2021. So one incident, November 10, 2022, showed USS White House division officer said that Commander bit me on my left thigh and then ran back towards the First Lady. I went to the White House medical unit to get the injury examined by a professional. And then there was, I guess, a redacted email. And he said, I'm currently experiencing bruising, tenderness, and pain in the bite area. So there are lots of documentation of these animals and then certain things redacted in terms of privacy. And, you know, I'm a little frustrated by this because these animals, when you get a puppy, you need to train the puppy. Many people adopt animals, and all they think they have to do is just feed it and maybe take it for a walk. When you get an animal, you have to take time to teach it, love it. Now, I've had conversations with my family, too. You know, they want to get a dog. They want this. And I'm like, well, who's going to work with the dog? I'm busy. I could feed the dog. I could maybe take the dog out. But you can't have a dog just sit around all day. Instinctively, they're going to want to hunt or do something. And I understand that every president seems to have a pet. Didn't Bill Clinton have a cat? I think Trump had a dog. Obama had dogs. You know, people like to have pets. You know, show they're animal friendly. Everybody, it's always a nice little fluff piece for the media to talk about the dog. But this is kind of dangerous because you need your Secret Service officers to do their job. They can't be distracted by an animal. And they need to be there to protect the president and protect the First Lady or protect any other dignitaries that are there. And now you have Secret Service going, well, we've got to watch the dog. And I don't understand why they, I don't think the dog had to be put down, but why wasn't the dog, trained? Why wasn't the dog removed from the property? And, you know, you're putting our Secret Service at risk. So which dogs are the most dangerous? Well, I don't want to say they're the most dangerous, but they're more prone to biting. And you have to be aware. So number one on repeated lists and surveys and all that are the pit bulls. Now, I have friends who have pit bulls. Some pit bulls are absolutely amazing. but they have a reputation for being aggressive. And we will hear multiple stories of pit bulls attacking people in neighborhoods or people living in close quarters. Now, somebody could argue, well, the typical foo-foo-y dog that's more expensive to buy and breed might not be in some of these areas, and a less expensive dog that can act as security might be more often seen in apartment complexes or places with close quarters. I don't know. I don't think you could bring an animal, you know, into an apartment complex. But I get that there might be just more of these because there are more of the dog, or there's more instances where that dog has to be in a role of playing security. But pit bulls are known to be aggressive. They say pit bulls can be held responsible for dog bites. It's also worth noting that the reputation makes people quick to blame the breed. There are other dogs that also have similar features as pit bulls, but they aren't necessarily pit bulls. They say Staffordshire Terriers can look like a pit bull. There's also a lot of pit bull mixes. Rottweilers are also well known for being more aggressive. Rottweilers need exercise. They need mental stimulation, proper socialization. But if they're just chained up, yeah, they're going to run and chase whatever they can. German Shepherds came in number three with X Insurance. X Insurance is listing the dog breeds most likely to bite. And German Shepherds, we use German Shepherds for police military roles. Very eerily, German Shepherds were used to monitor the concentration camps and be used to scare prisoners in the concentration camps during Nazi-held Germany. But German Shepherds can be hostile and aggressive towards strangers. Chihuahuas, they get pretty aggressive. Their bite might not cause as much damage as German Shepherd or Rottweiler or Pitbull, but they can be pretty pretty aggressive. There are bully breeds like Bulldogs, Bull Terriers, Bulldogs, Boxers, Mastiffs, American Bulldogs, English Bulldogs, Cane Corsos. Those could also inflict powerful bites. Terriers can get agitated, could also get more set off by kids playing with them. They could be a little feisty. Dalmatians can also become aggressive. And I'm not saying these dogs can't also be amazing dogs to have, but you have to understand, if you're adopting a Dalmatian or a Terrier or a Cocker Spaniel, they can also be a little bit more prone to bites. Tosa Inus, I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. They also have pretty big bites, beautiful dogs. And the Dobermans. The Dobermans can also be pretty aggressive. So just keep an eye out for that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.